Welcome, welcome, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory to God. Hey, beautifuls, how you guys doing? How you guys doing? I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. My. Hey, I wear my military outfit tonight, and I had told Sonny, but I had gotten the instruction late because so much things going on, huh? Somebody's put to wear at least wear something green because we are called to arm. We are soldiers in the army of God. And because we are soldiers, I just felt in my heart. Today is the 18th. All right, before we get into anything, let's go into our kingdom business. Let's go into prayer and let's invite the Holy Spirit in this place. I don't know if you have gotten any kind of information. I don't know if Sonny was available to send it out. But if you have any, like, I would say, communion cup or water or bread, you could get some that we could do this sometime before we get off the line tonight. Hallelujah. No, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come and we bow. We come and we bow before your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we come before you tonight and we just bow before you. We empty out ourselves in front of you and we ask you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to come in, cleanse us right now, wash us right now in your blood. And that way we can come boldly to your throne. And we can seek your mercy in the time of need. We have so many needs. But because you have already taken care of all those needs, we can rest assured tonight that every single thing that we need, everything that we want, even some of the things that we don't even need to have. But Father, you said you will give us the desires of our hearts. So tonight, Father, we come and we just bow before you tonight. And we thank you tonight, Father. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is going to minister tonight. Your Holy Spirit is going to heal tonight. Your Holy Spirit is going to set all captives free. We do this all the time. We do this all the time. We do this all the time. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. But tonight, we're coming in one accord, one might, one heart. And what so, and as you said, I had to go find it. Strategic prayer. And I think I have something that I had written down. Let me go into something and let's see something about strategic. Because I don't know if I had to write it down, but I'll look up the word strategic. And I believe when some strategic thing, you're being careful, you're being cautious. I kind of have it on my phone. Those are verbs, action words. You're being deliberate. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. If you have never seen or heard or know what the word breakthrough means or meant, you should hold on to this word, breakthrough. It is a deliberate from the Holy Spirit. Set up. You are set up by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has carefully knitted you together in his arms, in his arms, in his breasts. There is so many words in here. I have my book, and I told you guys, go get a book. Go get, I don't know if they still have it, but you should get a book. Go Google it. Go Google and see if they still have it. A book with the names of God. I have the names of God, the names of God. I got so many different books. You gotta invest in yourself. You just don't sit around and wait on me. These are other ones. Look at that. The armor of God. I have that. Look at this. The names of Jesus. You need to have these things that when you go out and when you start praying and interceding, you have these names. You have these names in this book that I have for years. I have this book by Marilyn Hickey for years. Look, it's all even torn up. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. All torn. Look at that. The back of it may be a little bit different. If you go on Google and you can't find it, you may try to find something at least similar to that. I have one that's, look at this, is the names of God. You need what we are going through right now. We need to know who we serve. We need to know who God is. You can't sit down and depend on me. You got to know him for yourself. The names of Jesus. Look at this. I have the names of Jesus. He is called Wonderful. Do you need a wonderful Savior tonight? He is your wonderful Savior. Do you need a God of wisdom tonight? He is your God of wisdom. I was talking to an individual this morning or this afternoon, and we were in Proverbs. The Father God told me to go to Proverbs 5, and I went to Proverbs 5, and it was actually talking to us about wisdom and also Proverbs 4. And also, when you get wisdom, how you have to go about getting understanding with the wisdom that you are receiving. Okay, Yahweh, you need a God to provide for you. He'd already provide everything. Let me tell you something tonight. Strategic. I'm smiling because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Do you need joy? Are you capable of having peace by yourself? And I would say, no, you cannot have peace by yourself. I can't. I have peace within Him because His kingdom is living inside of us. So tonight, we can declare, your kingdom come, as Matthew 6 says, your will be done. Want to have your daily bread? Call upon him for your daily bread. You want to have a job that when you go out, you get a job? Call upon him for your job. Call upon him for him to show you the information that you need. Today, I heard something. The Spirit of God gave me some information. I think it was last week. I don't even think it's the ending of the week. He gave me some information, and I related to one of our ministers in the church, in the body. And I was able today to hear from that individual 100% what the Father showed, and is even more. I must tell you, when she was going through her stuff, I was giving instructions and I was saying, oh, you need to say this, you need to say that. But this person was so calm, so collective, and so calm, and just waited. And God just supernaturally bring things into her lap to change every single facet of what's going on in this individual life. Our God is real. Our God is powerful. Hear me, Keisha? Hear me, hello, sweetheart. Our God, hey, it's there, okay? It's right there. You've been asking God, and he said it's right there. He has opened up the windows, and hey, the enemy would want to close even on your job. I'm going to be going into a new area. Supernatural ear. God is opening up some stuff for you. And you're saying, do you want me to have my own business? Is it going to be lucrative? That's the word I hear. Am I going to be able to help my peer, the person that I live with, my husband, if he's your husband? Is he your husband? Shake your head. Yeah. He's very skeptical about things that you're doing, right? So whenever you're doing anything, he may not be as advanced as you are in the ministry. Or in the Word of God, where whenever you're doing anything, honey, go and have a one-on-one talk with him. Because he does understand. And let me tell you, don't have no fear. What are you going to do if you do something behind his back and he find out? Oh, honey, I did it because I didn't want you to know. No. Kick the devil out of your bedroom. Have a one-on-one with him. Talk to him. You like coffee? You love coffee? It's really not good for you because I started drinking it. But have a one-on-one with him. I hear the word subtle. Let it be a subtle moment. That means it can be soothing. Hey, if he used to drink, he doesn't want him to drink anymore. I hear the word, get him his favorite drink. Ain't nobody getting him no kind of drink. Go get him a lollipop or something. Like, because he loves sweets, right? Really not good for him though. Get him a candy or something. And just have a one-on-one talk with him. It's very, very important. And like I said, I hear the word lucrative again. That means you are worrying about your finances. Don't worry. Trust him. Trust God. Trust him with every fiber, every single person under the sound of my voice. Trust him with every fiber of your being. Getting back to the business that you want to get into, you don't have to go tell everybody your business. You don't have to. You know why? Because not every person have your back. So you have to be very careful. And when the Father is talking to you, listen. If he tells you to move, move. If he tells you not to move, do not move. Be like a wall. Just sit back and don't move. You don't like to be sitting still, but sometimes you have to sit still, okay? You call that strategic playing, strategic warring, strategic fighting, strategic information. So every single person under the sound of my voice should look up and see what the word strategic means. And then when you start praying about your strategic information that you need, take it out of your belly. Pull your belly in. Listen to me, people. Shahana, listen to me, Ms. Jackson. Invite the Holy Spirit in. And she's saying, how do I invite him in? Breathe it in. Inhale. And exhale. When you exhale out his presence. Shara Makota. You're saying, how does she know this? I don't know anything. Who knows? The information comes from within. The information comes from him. I'm a mere person just like you are. The same characteristics that I have, you have your own characteristic. You have your own saying. You have your own life. You have your own likeness in him. So, Jennifer, you have to just take some time out and you got to take paper and put it on the table. Got to put it on the table. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You got to go all the way down to Z. And you got to take out of those 26 characters. Are those 26 alphabetical words? Father, what is pertaining to me? Every single person should do that. I should do it myself. 26 letters. What? Sana, write these things down because I need to hear it tomorrow. What does it have to do with us? What does it have to do with me? We are in a camp. See, I have on my war gear, okay? And my war type dress on here. See, I even have on my dress. I have on my war outfit. We are in a camp. Hey, let me tell you something. We're in a camp. We are in a camp where we gotta do strategic warfare. There go my daughter. I can't even bother with her lady, whatever her name is. I ain't got that far. Oh God, I just block, I just tune her out. I'm cussing her out. Don't be calling me tomorrow because I'm gonna be busy. Strategic warfare. There go my granddaughter. I'm out who in the back. Ah, baby. Ain't talking about your mama. Hey, grandkids. Hello, baby cakes. Hello. Your mama ain't got no sense. Okay. All right. Strategic warfare. Hands up, don't shoot. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The man was already half dead. But look what the country just got all messed up because of one person. You gotta get messed up for Jesus. We gotta call it, you have to call a spade. I just say that out of my spirit. I say that out of my mind. I say that because I felt it in my heart. We gotta be so careful. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the alphabetical word A to Z. Which one pertaining to us? Which one pertaining to me? I am not exempt. Mathematically, are you in a class that you're having struggle with math? Are you? Do you know how to dissect your math? Geometry. Do you know how to get your A equal Y? You know about your chromosome? I don't know. These things are coming to me by the Holy Ghost. What's going on with your mathematical skills? You're doing your math and it's kind of hard and you can't get it? A. I have a daughter one time was having some problems and the Spirit of God tell me what to do. I think it was in her sociology, one of them class. Not everybody needs to know this, but the Father told me, do one chapter ahead. One chapter ahead. When the teacher get ready to do the chapter that you did already ahead and start doing it, what you think you're doing? What do you think that's happening to you? You are checking it out with your teacher. You are doing a refresher with your teacher. Get it? Teacher is doing A, but you already did A. You already did A. So when teacher going over A, you have already did A. So all teacher is doing is explaining A to you again, and it's been a refresher on A. I didn't know this, and I told my baby this, and girlfriend ran in and passed the class, and I believe it was AIB. She passed it, looking from a lower grade to an AB. That comes strategically from the Holy Spirit. God gave me that insight. The teacher doesn't have to know what you're doing. You're in your study time. I'm giving you some insight. Mathematically speaking, with this new math, it may cause some problems. Are you having a problem comprehending? Put your hand on your head. When I put my hand up, somebody having some problem tonight in their schoolwork. Somebody having a problem. When I put my hand up here, I feel the fire of God going to my head. So that's an anointing come to break every yoke of bondage. Take your pencil and your paper out, Jennifer. Put your hand on your head. In the name of Jesus, we come against every Lord God in the put your hand over your head or over your heart. When you finish over your head, Jennifer, put it in your heart. Every brainwashing spirit, every spirit of confusion. You can do this. As a matter of fact, you're doing it. No second guessing. Do you hear me, girl? No second guessing. Monday morning, you go in. And while you're in there, you're going armed and dangerous. You go in this time as a soldier. You're going into a military camp. You're gonna do, oh my God, Proverbs, all the way to the Proverbs 31 every single day. I think I must already told you that. I don't remember, but it's like I talked to you about this already. Proverbs 1, 2, 3, 31 days in a month. Every day you get up, you put your hand in your head and you ask God to give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You have to get this from Him. You're in a hostile environment, JJ. You're in a hostile. I see hostility. I see environment being so doggone hostile. If it's not there, it is coming. And you're not gonna run from it. You're gonna run right into it. Your intuition is going to be intuition from Him. You need Him so much. Gotta depend on Him. When you think that you're a misfit favor, no, you're not. Righteousness. Holy living. God will not do what He did for you favor and change anything. No, He will not. If all those years that we stood and we talk on those floors and the Holy Spirit comes in, He will not take authority over your house. Release your generation and take Genesis 1:31. Hold on, ma. You know what I'm about? Listen, favor, write this down. Have no fear. I have no fear. And God saw everything that he made, anything that comes out of your womb, anything, anything you put your hands to, anything. And we're gonna say everything. Favor, open up your dictionary. Open up your Google app. Whatever engine that you use, and look up what the word every mean, E-V-E-R-Y. And then go over and put it together and put everything. Right now, my Bible have it separated. It says every, and then it say thing. Put them together. You're not going over the word. Just put them together for right now. Everything that he had made. That mean the baby that he knits in your womb, listen to me, favor. The house that he give to you, no matter what, favor. Your finances that he placed in your hand, no matter what, Angela. Claudette. Marie, it doesn't matter. Sharon, it doesn't matter. Do not second guess God. I beg you, please, do not second guess him. The devil's a liar. Do not second guess God. That is a lie from the pit of hell. I got a direct message. What is the direct message? Girl, you know that I don't know too much about this. this Zoom business. Why are you going to direct message me? Okay, what does the direct message say? What does it say? Maybe. Hell, I can't even open it. How does it work? I gotta check this out later. How does it work? What? You
Yes.
now I want you, Shala. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, creator of our being, remove every confusion from the right side of the head. Put your hand on the right side of your head, right next to your temple. And I break that. Father, the mathematical skills that I have that I never use, release it over to her, and even better, give her a double portion of wealth out of my mind to her mind, God. Give her your mind, Holy Father. Give her strategic ways out of combat. Mathematical, new math. You give her a very good brain. This is just an hurdle. This is like an obstacle. And she's right there at the finish line. Right there. Even for me, I didn't even know how to go into this. And you just, I just felt in my spirit to click at the top. Look at that. What she needs to do, God. Okay. You need to study. You need to study. You need to get yourself with someone who knows about geometry. You're having a little problem in the geometrical area in your math? Yes?
It's actually statistics.
Someone knows how to dissect. And I want to tell you something. You was always struggling in basic math, right? Right?
Correct, yes.
So because you were struggling in basic, listen now, listen. Because you were struggling in basic math, okay? Tell you what you do now. You get a basic math for dummy, right? And you start looking it over. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, take your basic math and know how the basic math operates in today's world. Not in the yesterday's world, but in today's world. Because the yesterday basic mathematical skills are totally different. See, I'm not in school. Is that correct?
Yes.
So now you gotta have to be able to know how to orchestrate, that's the word. Oh my God, how to dissect based on today's mathematical engineering skills. Those are the words. Write them down because, hey, I'm getting information from the Holy Ghost. I don't know. Don't be calling me tomorrow because I ain't no psychic. I don't want nobody calling my house. Write it down. Don't call me because I'm going to blow you up. I'm going to take it off my phone. Get off my line because what God is doing is ministering to you by the Holy Ghost. So I don't want nobody calling my number because I answer my phone. If you don't want to write it down, that is your beeswax. You'll be calling me tomorrow. Because then, if you call me tomorrow, how am I going to remember nothing? That means somebody going to try to orchestrate something, right? And that's witchcraft. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. And that's why we so backed up and so jacked up. What's going on right now? It is the spirit of discernment. And he's giving you information from me about the nine gifts. And everybody operates in the gift differently. All right? So it just so happened that he used me in the prophetic. All right? Don't call me tomorrow because I don't know you. I'm going to be my man. Tomorrow I'm going to be with my husband. You call him and be like, what's your problem? What you call it? Tomorrow may be in the flesh. Look, no, don't mess with me. I'm not like everybody preacher, okay? I'm uncut. You understand me? So you listen to me, dear girly. Listen to this and get it good. You gotta be way ahead of the game. You gotta be way ahead of the game. Get yourself a mathematical book that's doing to take the do. Like when we're in Jamaica, I remember when I was in Jamaica, right? Oh my God. I love basic math. Can't tell me nothing about basic math. But my basic math skill right now cannot work with the basic math what they have over here. Because they have different bisecting. And that's what the father is trying to tell you. You gotta get out of them. You from Jamaica? Huh?
No.
Okay, where you from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
From where?
For real.
Where you from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, fine. That's good. Okay. So therefore, what was going on when you were a younger baby girl? It ain't like that no more. They don't change it. The math and mecca are different. So what you need to do is to go in and get that book. Look it over. If you see someone, I see this guy, but you say, you know what? You say you don't want to be hooked up with no guy because you're scared. I don't blame you. You never know, okay? I understand. But if that's the person that God bring, you know this man that could do math? I'm talking to you. Where you at?
No, there's nobody I know that will do math as a male.
There's nobody that you know. But I saw this guy. I thought I saw this slender guy. Very slender. I don't know if he's gonna be your boy. I ain't gonna be like that. I'm gonna back out of your business. But I see this tall, slender, light skin guy with hair on it coming down like a cheek, coming like a whiskers. And he's very good in math. But you're saying you can't wait for that time to come. Because you got to get it now. That's what you're saying. So, therefore, tell you what you do, honey. Listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to you. Get that book. Look it over. Tonight, before you go to bed, read Proverbs 1 to 7, Deuteronomy 28. What you're actually doing is inviting the Holy Spirit to take you from one location to the from one location to the next. It's giving you insight for living. Brought up every generational curse. You're not the only one with the mathematical deficiency. Somebody else need that. And God is looking for supernatural teachers, nurses, doctors, lawyers, rule. He's looking for these people. Put your hand on your head, every single person. I'm putting my hand on it too. And I'm praying and I'm asking God to remove every fog out of our heads. Remove it, Holy Spirit. Kind of rub your hand on the side of your both side of your right here. Just rub it. Remove everything that's not of you, God. Give me supernatural insight, supernatural eyesight. Put your hand over your eyes. That I may be able to see in not only in the natural, but in the spirit. Touch my mouth, that out of my mouth will come life. Go into my belly, every single part that I'm calling out, touch it. Go into my belly. Give me supernatural out of my belly that it may be able to come out of my belly and come through my mouth. Holy Father. Jesus. Maya, na. Maya nana na mokita. Maya mama kora baba. Mira me koni nana na mama ikita. Sharaman kula ma ikita bokore. I'm gonna go into the realm of the spirit right now, and I'm gonna call for supernatural finances. I am going to by the spirit. I am going to call for supernatural finances. I just felt led in my heart. But there's a lot of bills. I got bills that need to be paid. There's a lot of people got bills that need to be paid. And we're just going to repent and ask God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we repent and we ask you, Father, to just forgive us that we go out and we take these people things and don't even have the money to pay for it. But God, we are looking to you right now. That you becomes our Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Genesis 22, verse 13 to 14. God. You're more than enough. Forgive us. Bring her to the highways and the byways. Open up doors for us that we cannot open. Close doors. Why am I seeing a house? Why am I seeing a house? I see two houses. One 300,000, one 500,000. One. Oh my, I see three houses. 1 1 3 1 5 and 1 6. Write it down. 1 3 1 5 1 6. I see homes. Supernatural favor. People coming into your path. God opening doors. Grandchildren having respect to their grandparents. When you talk to them, they listen. I see the generation of the righteous being blessed. Don't listen to this doom and gloom. Just call blessings into your home. Anoint your house with oil. Call the blood of Jesus into your home and in your doorpost. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. 356, 356, 600,000, 500,000, 300,000. One of them you're gonna get to go in and you won't even have to put a down payment. Da ba 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 ba. Connecticut, Massachusetts borderline. Connecticut, Massachusetts border. I see one of them in Connecticut or Massachusetts borderline. I don't know if that person has to move to North Carolina, but one of them is in North Carolina. That's strategic, strategic. One of them is in Orlando, Florida. I don't know. I'm just calling what I see. Somebody in Connecticut, your mortgage, you already had it refinanced and it's going to be refinanced again in December. Hold on, hold on. Just do the minimum what you need to do. December, come December. Total breakthrough, total breakthrough. Total breakthrough in December. He said strategic, and he was really strategic. He said, that's the word he gave to me today, strategic prayer. Yeah. I am the Lord that he led thee. Favor. I don't know if you're trying to refinance, but I see refinances. I don't know what that means. I am the Lord, your healer. I send my word and I heal. Your disease. Heal my body because you know, Lord, I need healing in my body. Everybody know that I have an accident. I am the Lord, your healer. Sheramango. There go the fire of the Holy Spirit. There go the fire of the Holy Spirit. Receive it now. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit come now and saturate you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Let the waters come in. Let it wash us from our head to our toes. I am the Lord that he led thee. Hold on, mama, mama. I am the Lord. There go the fire of God in your home, the fire of God in your car, the fire of God on your family. I am the Lord that he led thee. Lord God, I thank you. I am the Lord, your healer. You send your word. And you heal your disease. I am the Lord. Where's my daughter? Where my daughter at? My daughter with the good voice. I want you to sing this song for me. Where are you? Open up your phone line and sing. I am the Lord. Let me see if I let me see something. If I have, if Kenneth have to do it. Or if Kenneth have to open the line for a minute. I don't know how it works.
It's
Honey. Okay, go ahead. All right, my baby girl. Sing this song for me. I am the Lord that he led thee. I am the Lord. Are you there? Are you online? Or where are you? I see you up there.
I am the God
Thank you, honey.
that healeth thee.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I am the Lord, your
I love you,
healer.
Kenneth. God bless you.
I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your
Glory, hallelujah.
healer. I am the
Hallelujah.
God.
Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you for your presence.
I sent my word
Father, we thank you for
and
every mountain
your
that's going to come down tonight.
disease. I am the
You're the God
Lord,
that's more than enough.
your healer.
Glory, hallelujah.
God's name is more powerful
Turn up a little bit, baby. Turn up a little bit.
than any disease
Just
you
a
can
little
name
bit
tonight.
sooner. Thank you, honey.
You might have received a horrible report from the doctors.
Ah,
Told
yeah,
you
more point.
your disease is incurable. But you know what? There's hope tonight.
Holy,
There is hope
holy, holy.
because God's promised that he would heal us. I want you to put his word on your lips tonight. Sing his word back to him and see if his name
Holy,
isn't more powerful
holy,
than
holy.
cancer, than heart disease, or any disease that you can name tonight.
Father,
Oh,
we
yes,
give you praise
he's your
and we give
healer.
you worship.
Let's sing it to him. You
Holy,
are the
holy,
God that
holy.
healeth me.
You are the God that healeth me.
Father, we come
you
into the heavens.
Are the Lord.
Oh, we come in fire.
You sent your word.
We thank you, Lord
and
Jesus.
My disease.
We thank you that you take on the eye of the storm
Lord,
in our lives.
My
oh, La Rama, oh, na na na.
You are the God that healeth me.
We thank you that you remove every stumbling block out of our brain.
My
oh, La Pasto. Mama.
You
we thank
and
you that you open up our understanding,
my
mighty God.
You are the Lord.
We thank you that removes strategically in the atmosphere.
You
Super Bowl as a life.
And you heal my disease.
God, we thank you.
You are the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My healer.
Thank you, my darling. God bless you. Thank you for always helping me. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you, every single person that works in the ministry. Thank you. Thank you. God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I worship you. In you I move. I have your being, not my being. Certainly, Almighty God. There is no other God beside you. Your words are clear, Almighty God. The way I pray in the Spirit of the Living God. I am not if I don't have the interpretation that I am building up myself. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you now. And I am not scared. I am not fearful because I'm already dead. I died in my mother's womb. And the Lord God called me for his purpose and for his plan. I have no fear because Jesus, you are here. If I should die tonight, Lord God Almighty, I will be with you, Almighty God. I have no fear. I stand in the gap for the generation of this world. Because you, Father God, say I must occupy every single person under the sound of my voice in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the word of God, declare, occupy, occupy, occupy. Luke 19, verse 13. Occupy, he said, until he comes. It is finished. It is finished. I love you, Lord. Forgive me, God, for every sins that I have committed. Every time that I have not listened to you and walk in disobedience. Every time that I have not sold myself out to you and listened to you. Forgive me, Almighty God. I come tonight. And I plead the blood of Jesus over me. And I ask every single person to ask the Father God, not as ritual. Nah. No way. You see, when the death angel came, that was only for things to come. He said, put the blood on your doorpost. And when I come in, I will pass if the blood is on your doorpost. He was just making a statement saying, this is what's going to come. When the death angel came across and see the blood on the doorpost, they went over. Now Jesus came. Hallelujah. Colossians 2. I am the Lord. There is something about tonight. There's a change in the guard from a long time ago, but tonight it is continuation of the changing of the guard. Matthew 16:19 stated, and I will give you the keys to the kingdom. But the keys to the kingdom comes after he died and he went to the Father. And he blot all handwriting on the wall. That means sin, everything, poverty, disease, sickness, anything that's not of him. He bring it to the cross. Colossians, now I'm talking about Colossians 2 and around verse 15. And he said, and he spoiled principalities. Now, what are principalities? Look it up. Go find the word. Go find it. What are principalities? I could tell you some principalities. Anything that the enemy brings that's derogatory, that's not of the word. Anything that comes in a witchcraft style, that was a principalities. Lying tongue, those are spirits. Overeating, those are spirits. Alcoholic spirit, those are spirits. You're dealing with, especially when you touch Ephesians 6 in high places. Let's not kid ourselves, okay? Let's not kid ourselves. This is not time to be playing church. We are the church. Remember that now. Peter, up on this rock, when you read the Bible, we'll read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Up on this rock, I will build my church. He didn't say he was going to build his church into any kind of building. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Who is that church? I am, you are. Nailing it to the cross. Tonight we come, and if you have your bread, if you don't, I bring my bread. You don't have to. You don't have to get caught up. You don't have to feel bad. You don't have to say, oh my God. No. It's between you and him. It's between you and God. You see, he's not a man. He's a spirit. And if you Google and read your Bible right, he said, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So tonight we come and we are in, I believe it's in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, and I have everything on my desk. I have all these things on my desk, okay? This is my office, and right now my office have to be changed and all kind of stuff have to be changed up in here because I got books and all over the place. They got all things in here gotta be changed. Okay? They gotta revamp. But now when I come back from where I went the other day and come back down here, I got beat up, so I can't finish what I want to do in this office here. So I got things all over. I got books all over. Books on the floor, books everywhere you turn, I have books. Because I have to be able to study. I gotta have Bibles, different Bibles. Because it's gonna come to a test or to a point. I've seen it where the words are going to change in your Bible apps because they started it already. So you better start buying old Bibles from before. Don't wait on the Bible now because they're changing them. And not only that, you got to have the word of God inside of you. So here I go. I said, all right. I said, forgive me from all my sins. Because if you don't forgive, ask God to forgive you and take this, you're putting condemnation on yourselves. So it's better for you not to take it. What I do, because I sin every day, I ask God to forgive me. Oh God, bless you. Bless your heart. You ain't never sinned. Because you were born as Virgin Mary. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't never born as nobody's Virgin Mary. And I ain't Virgin Mary. So if you're going to be Virgin Mary, that's nice. Ain't never you ain't never touched by an angel. What can I tell you? But what can I say to you? Ain't never been touched, poor thing. I wonder how you got a baby. I wonder how you get pregnant. Ain't never been touched. They just breathe on you. And there you go. Oh, I'm 9 months. Oh, yeah. Ain't never been touched. Look, let me tell you what. I've been touched. So I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. I ask God every single day to wash me and cleanse me in the blood, not the blood up. And you Jamaican people know what I'm talking about if you talk about blood. You know what I'm talking about. We don't have to get there because it's derogatory. But I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. Okay. Yeah. And you ain't no, you ain't my mama, and you certainly ain't my daddy because they dead. How about that? So I can be bold and beautiful, and this ain't so proper, cause I know I'm bold and I know I'm beautiful. Yeah, I'm fat, yes, but I'm beautiful. Oh yeah, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Listen to this. I always say, you might be overweight. Flesh can come off, and they could do some nice skin derbies. But I'm gonna tell you one thing: if you're a monkey, God help you. You ain't go down. No matter what kind of facelift you don't take, honey, that jawbone gonna zag some minutes ago, and you gonna come looking right. So what can I tell you? Leave my business alone. Mind your own business. Don't come call me for 10 minutes. Oh no, I don't want to hear it. Let me and my father. Let God deal with me. Don't come talk to me. Repent, everybody. Repent, and I repent, and I ask God to forgive me. And he says right here, take and eat. And that's what I'm doing. This is broken for you. He said, what you gotta do? Do this in my remembrance. So I do it in remembrance. Not gonna be a ritual. I'm not gonna take you to make a ministry out of it. But that's what the word said. And then he take the wine. Some people say they drink grapes. Some people say they drink wine. Look, that's between you and him. I ain't got nothing to do with that. So you lift it up and you blessed it. This is the cup, the New Testament in my blood. Salvation, healing, deliverance, it's all in the blood of Jesus. Save me, Lord Jesus. Deliver me, Lord God. Salvation. Oh God, I need it more than ever. And he drink. And you thank him for the blood of Jesus. Because of that blood, right now, when he went on the cross and he said, it's finished, all my sins have washed away, and my night has turned to day. Every single thing about me change or changes. Because he took it to the cross for me. I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful. Jesus, you are my redeemer. Jesus, you're my friend. Jesus, you're my big brother. I love you, Lord God Almighty. I thank you this day for what you said, strategic prayer, deliberate prayer. Prayer that are cautious. Carefully put it together. Hearing from you, Holy Father, and know how to put them together. Yes. And I see some wording. Position myself. Position yourself. It even say a recipe. Oh my God. You schedule, I said you schedule that prayer. It's an agenda. These are different from words to say strategic means you're planning. It's a program, it's like a game plan, it's a master plan. And who are gonna give you all those plans? Who are gonna give you all these plans that you may be able to plan or planning for the things that you want? Him? What did it say in John? And then I'm gonna get off the phone with this. What did it say in John? Yes, how far? Yes, Father. And then I'm gonna pray. And I was gonna get off. He said, no, and then you're gonna pray. Okay, yes, Father. I'll do that. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna pray. Okay, he said we're gonna pray. And we're gonna invite the Holy Spirit. Okay, Father. Okay, Father, that's what I'm gonna do. Okay, that's what I'm gonna do. He said we are gonna pray. And we're gonna invite the Holy Spirit while we are praying. Okay, all right. I was just gonna hang up, and he said no. We're gonna be led by our spirit. So, and that's what we're gonna do, and then we're going to pray. Then we're going to pray because somebody needed this prayer. I needed this prayer. So we're in John 14. When the Comforter will come, he will lead us and he will guide us and he will show us things to come. He said, that day we know nothing. We are only going to know it through him because he's going to be with the Father. Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty, whatever he speaks, the Holy Spirit is going to hear and the Holy Spirit is going to bring it. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is going to bring it. And when the Holy Spirit brings it, it is going to come to pass because we're going to pray according to the Spirit of God. We're going to pray, and the Comforter is going to lead. See, we were getting ready to be out, and the Spirit of God said, no, we are going to pray. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Abba Father, Abba Father, you said you have peace and you're going to leave your peace. So now we come for that peace. So we don't come for pieces, but we come for that peace. Ah, ya na na no kuriya ba ba ba. Almighty God. Okay. All right. So there's doors that need to be open, he's saying. So in order for the door to be open, and you have to walk through those doors, he's saying right now that he is the door. Swing the door open, he said. Swing your doors open. And he's gonna walk through. And I see him walking through. Oh my God. Jesus is that door. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are the door. Come in now. Walk right in now. If you know how to pray in the spirit now. Shokundele. Remanado bongala. Walk through that door right now. Go through the door. Go to the door and spirit of witchcraft is being broken right now. On that bed, the bed that you sit on, we break that witchcraft right now on top of that bed now, Dabanko. Right over there, I put my hand right to the side on the top of the bed, right up to the bed head, Dabonga. Remain it. And we break it, we break it. Le kiss it. All those troubling voices, all those lying tongues, we break it now. And we come in strategically and we break it in the spirit. We break it in the spirit. We break it in the spirit. We use the spiritual chopper and we break the head of the snake now. There it goes. It's out. It's out. It's out. It's out. It's out. It's out. I put your hand up, Destiny. Put your hand up. I see you right now in the spirit, my baby girl. I see you right now. Put your hand up. Yeah. There you go. Call it freedom. Call it freedom. Call it freedom. Call it freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. The Father God was doing this right for you, girl, because we were getting ready to get off the line. He did it right for you. Put your hand up, honey. Put your hand up. Every single person, breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. He is the finisher, the author, and the finisher of your faith. My God, they didn't go. They went through the door. My God, they're gone. You think no, they weren't gone. They're gone now. They're gone. Never to come back. Never to come back. God said he's raising you up, Destiny. God said he's raising you up, Destiny. You are a powerful warrior in the spirit. And what the enemy tried to bring on you, the Father said he turned it around. I want you to get up off of that. I want you to get up and I want you to turn around and I want you to say freedom seven times. That's your wall of Gibraltar coming down. One, yeah, freedom. Two, yeah, freedom. Glory. Three, freedom. Four, freedom. Five, freedom. Yo! Six, freedom. Seven, freedom. Oh my God. Girlfriend, put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly, baby. There they go. They're coming up out of you. They coming up, baby. Hey. 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 In the name of Jesus. Parasitic. Those were parasites. And that's what parasites do when they come in. When parasites come in, they come in to raise havoc. And when the parasites are gone, you have to fill out that area with the spirit of the living God. If you do not know how to speak in tongues, have the Holy Spirit give you that tongue. Bread of life. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, on Friday nights, we used to have a watch. But for some reason, for the past 2 Fridays, our bread of life kind of changed. And tonight he says strategic prayer. The Father God is saying tonight, when you leave tonight, tonight is a night of a new beginning. It's like you're ushering something new in your home. It's like you're standing in the breach. It's like a cap, and it's open up for your generation. And that's what you're doing. You're standing in the gap for your family. Mothers are standing in the gap for their generation. Fathers are standing in the gap for their seed. Get to understand this. The mom is a vessel, the father is the seed carrier. Get to understand this. And when the two comes together, they bring forth a baby that is called favor. God is speaking to us tonight. Unconditional favor. Unconditional help. Things that we weren't even supposed to accomplish, but He did that for us. Our God is an awesome God. Father, I love you. Father, you are something else. All you want us to do, Father, is to yield to you. Somebody told me today that when the, you know, it's good to be on call on the line, because I was saying, you know, if you don't get to come on, just listen. And she said to me, you know, yeah, listen to the recording, but it's really not the same. And I said, somebody told me that before. It's not the same. But the peace of God if you need a refreshing, if you need a washing, when I lift my hands, I see the water of God It is blue. And you know what it means? It's healing. But I also see green. And you know what greens mean? It is a symbol of money. Wow. It is also letting you know that your grass will be greener. You cannot take this lightly. Please don't. Please do not. He's setting us up for greatness. He's setting us up for abundance. People are going to come into your path. And you're going to say, oh my God, yes, you're going to have abundance. You're going to have wealth and health. Oh, yes, you don't have to go through something. Yes, we do. He said, Paul, Jesus told Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. I told somebody that today. I have it written out on paper. Jesus told Paul that. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. I have it on a piece of paper. My grace, not Jesus said it. Yes, we go through some stuff. Yes, we do. Oh, baby. Oh, that is nice. God, I tell you, that's, honey, that's great. Praise God. You making my day, Miss Jackson. God bless you and God watch over you. Oh my God, it's awesome. You're gonna have to teach me how to do Zoom. You call me one day. Don't be calling me tomorrow because I'm gonna be busy. But I need to know how to kind of master this, how to, and how to be able to go in and respond to. I mean, not all the time because I'm a person that minister by the Spirit. So when I'm ministering by the Spirit, I have to be able to see and be able to minister, okay? And know what's going on in the Spirit, that I may be able to relate it to the individual out of the Spirit. That's how I minister. So, hey, God bless you guys. God watch over you guys. God keep you. May the face of God shine upon you. May the joy of the Lord give you peace and strength. Our God is an awesome God. Our God reigns. Because we had some very good moments in here. And I'm going to tell people, do not touch the recording until we are finished. Because we had this is some good stuff that was on here. So I pray to God it's on here. Okay? I love you guys and God bless you. All right, good night, everybody. I love you.